When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Nightmare on Elm Street. The real terror of the dream killer. Welcome, dear listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we enter the shadowy realm where the comforting promise of sleep transforms into a terrifying trap, where the monsters of the subconscious manifest into instruments of death. We delve into a horror story that has terrified millions, an iconic film that defined a generation's nightmares. But what few realize is that this terrifying fiction sprang from an even more unsettling truth. This is the real story behind A Nightmare on Elm Street, a chilling phenomenon of mysterious deaths that blurred the line between dream and demise, giving birth to the very concept of a dream killer. In the early 1980s, across the United States, a deeply unsettling pattern began to emerge, primarily within the burgeoning Southeast Asian refugee communities. These were individuals, predominantly Hmong men, who had endured unspeakable traumas in their homelands, the ravages of war, displacement, and the brutal psychological toll of genocide. They had survived physical atrocities, crossed oceans, and found a semblance of peace in America. Yet in their new homes, a new, insidious terror began to claim them. The stark, overwhelming reality of their past, the memories of brutality and loss, often resurfaced with visceral intensity in the quiet solitude of the night. It was as if the horrors they had escaped in daylight now pursued them into the vulnerable, unguarded landscapes of their sleep. Medical reports, initially sporadic, then increasingly frequent, documented cases of otherwise healthy young men dying suddenly in their sleep. There were no obvious causes, no heart attack, no stroke, no signs of foul play. They simply stopped breathing. The phenomenon was later given a medical designation, sudden unexpected nocturnal death syndrome, SUNDS. But for those living through it, for the refugees haunted by their past and plagued by the present, the explanation was far more ancient and far more terrifying. Consider the case of a young Hmong man, recently resettled in the US, who had been experiencing horrific nightmares. He described them vividly to his family, recounting visions of malevolent spirits, of shadowy figures attempting to pull him down, to suffocate him. The fear was so profound that he began to resist sleep altogether, staying awake for days, fueled by caffeine and sheer terror, desperate to avoid the nightly torment. His eyes would burn, his body would ache, and his mind would begin to fray at the edges. Yet the dread of what awaited him in slumber was a more potent force than exhaustion. He would hallucinate from lack of sleep, battling reality as much as his dreams, constantly fighting to keep his eyes open, to outrun the inevitable darkness. His family watched, helpless, as his body weakened, his eyes growing bloodshot, his mind teetering on the edge of exhaustion. Finally, succumbing to an unbearable weariness, he would fall asleep. And then, he would never wake up. His silent passing would be marked by a struggle, an audible gasp, or perhaps a chilling, final moan. But no cry for help could escape the silent grip that stole his breath. These were not isolated incidents. Families told stories of men going to bed, healthy and seemingly calm, only to be found dead the next morning, sometimes with expressions of terror frozen on their faces. The common thread was not just the inexplicable nature of their deaths, but the recurring narrative of terrifying dreams preceding them. In their Hmong culture, there was a deeply ingrained belief in the Dab Tsog, a malevolent night spirit, or nightmare spirit, known to oppress sleepers. They believed these spirits would sit on a person's chest, suffocating them, attempting to steal their soul. For these communities, this wasn't a psychological anomaly. It was a spiritual attack, a direct consequence of venturing into the unprotected realm of dreams where malevolent forces lay in wait. The medical diagnosis of Suwons offered little comfort to those who believed they were battling literal demons in their sleep or facing ancestral spirits demanding appeasement. The Western medical establishment struggled to understand how a nightmare could translate into a physical death, often clashing with deeply held traditional beliefs that explained these tragedies as a spiritual struggle. It was an article in the Los Angeles Times that caught the eye of horror visionary Wes Craven. The newspaper detailed these mysterious, sleep-related deaths among the Southeast Asian refugee population. Craven, a master of psychological horror, was immediately captivated by the horrifying premise. What if the nightmares themselves were deadly? What if the terror in your dreams could literally kill you in your bed? This was the genesis of Freddy Krueger, the grotesque, blade-fingered dream demon who hunted and murdered teenagers in their sleep. Craven took the terrifying concept of an invisible, intangible threat that attacked in the most vulnerable state, sleep, and externalized it. He gave it a face, a voice, a distinct personality. Freddy Krueger became the embodiment of that unspeakable fear, the physical manifestation of the Dab Zog. The genius of A Nightmare on Elm Street lay in its ability to tap into primal human anxieties. The fear of sleep, the loss of control that comes with slumber, and the terrifying idea that even the sanctuary of your own bed could become a death trap. The film fused the psychological terror of dreams with the very real physical consequence of death, echoing the horrifying reality of the Suwons cases. The medical community today continues to research Suwondes, often linking it to genetic cardiac arrhythmias, particularly Brugada syndrome, which can cause sudden, fatal heart rhythms during sleep. Sleep apnea and severe stress are also considered contributing factors. The extreme trauma experienced by the refugees, coupled with the cultural framework for understanding such nightmares, may have created a unique vulnerability. The terror they experienced in their dreams, whether medically induced or spiritually perceived, could have triggered a fatal physiological response in their already strained bodies. It's a chilling reminder of the profound connection between the mind and the body, how psychological distress can manifest in fatal physical ways. But for those who believe, for those who lived through these mysterious deaths, the scientific explanations, while valid, often feel insufficient. They point to the consistency of the nightmare spirit, the sheer terror expressed by the victims, and the unsettling idea that there are forces, perhaps spiritual, perhaps simply unknown, that operate beyond the realm of modern medicine. The true horror isn't just that these people died, but that they died in a way that defied easy answers, leaving a legacy of unanswered questions about the very nature of our dreams and the hidden vulnerabilities of our most private moments. The real story of Nightmare on Elm Street is a haunting testament to the thin veil between our conscious world and the shadowy depths of the subconscious. It's a reminder that sometimes the most terrifying monsters aren't born in a writer's imagination, but in the harrowing reality of unexplained death and the chilling power of fear itself. Freddy Krueger, the dream demon, is a fiction, but the terror of dying in your sleep, hunted by an unseen force, is a nightmare that, for far too many, was tragically, horrifically real. Thank you for joining me tonight on Whispers from the Dark. Until next time, may your dreams be peaceful, and may your waking hours be free from from the monsters that lurk in the mind's darkest corners.